I'm joined by the head coach of the Lee County Trojans, Dean Fabrizio, and we're here to talk about a lot of things, including the season opening win over Warner Robins this week. And welcome, Coach Fabrizio.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Yes, you're welcome. And obviously start with the big opening week win at Warner Robins last week, and winning 26-10, and you jumped out to a 13-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, and you led 20-10 at the half, and then you added another touchdown, leading the contest to basically put the game away. And what are your thoughts on last week's win over Warner Robins?
Oh, well, you know, anytime you're able to go in to on the road and beat the number one ranked team in the state, Warner Robins coming off two state titles, it's a great win. You know, Coach Westbrook and his staff do a great job there. They've got another really good football team. And, you know, it was a compliment to our players to be able to go on the road. I think they had a 30-game winning streak or something like that at McConnell-Talbert. We were able to go on the road and get the win over a really good Warner Robins team.
And you had several key performers and that helped this Lee County team win and snap that 30-game winning streak for Warner Robins at home, basically, and including Osmati Kramar rushed for over 200 yards, and J.D. Fugerson, a wide receiver, had several catches for over 100 yards, and then Kaysen Hooks turned in an excellent performance on the defensive side, and including an interception. What are your thoughts on those three players there?
Well, you know, J.D. is a three-year starter for us, a receiver. He's one of the few senior starters we have this year, and he's played in a lot of big games and stepped up in a lot of big games, and he did it again. You know, in addition to having over 100 yards receiving and a touchdown, he also threw a touchdown pass. So had just really an excellent night. Usmani, again, coming off a phenomenal freshman season. Hard to believe he's just a sophomore, rushed for over 200 yards on 20 carries. And then, you know, Kaysen, another one of our senior starters, had a big interception and made several plays for us, leading a defense that really played great team ball.
Yes, and besides the three players I just mentioned, and what are some other key players do you expect to step up for this Lee County team this year?
Well, you know, Chris Martin, our quarterback, who's a returning starter as a junior, had an excellent game again, and we expect big things out of Chris. You know, our offensive line played excellent. You know, our offensive line coach, John Flath, and Rick Card do a phenomenal job, and was real pleased with their play. Defensively, we had several guys step up. Devin Collier, in addition to Kaysen Hooks, and several others. I mean, they just really, really played well across the board.
Yes, and Region 1-6A will have a brand new look this year, and with Valdosta going out, moving up to Region 1-7A, while veterans Tift County and Thomas County Central will join the region, and aside from Lee County and Houston County and north side of Warner Robins will remain in Region 1-6A this season and next season being 2023. What are your thoughts briefly on the new Region 1-6A, the new look Region 1-6A?
Well, you know, as always, Region 1, and I don't care whatever class you're in, if you're in Region 1, it's probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest, region in the class. Got some really good football teams in this region. As always, you know, we've won the region 5 years in a row, which is really a great accomplishment, and we know we're going to have to really play well to win it this year. You know, Northside has got one of the better teams they've had in years. Coach Allie Good does a great job over there. Of course, you got Thomas County Central, who we used to play for years and years and years. Lee and TCC played, but we haven't played the last several years. And, you know, they're in the region with us again. You know, Coach Rogers, new coach over there, and he does an outstanding job. They're going to have a good team. You know, Tift County comes down from 7A. You know, we're excited. You know, by South Georgia standards, they're relatively close, only about 45 minutes away. So that's another game to pick up. And then veterans and Houston, you know, both have new coaches and creating a lot of excitement over those schools. So it's going to be a very competitive region again for us. We're familiar with a lot of these teams, even though some of them we haven't played in a couple of years, but we have played previously, with the exception of veterans.
Yes, and then Now we move on to this week's opponent for the Lee County Trojans. You face the Hapeville Charter Hornets, just south of Atlanta in Hapeville. And in Hapeville was 6-6 last year, and they pulled off the upset over a Jefferson team that lost to Marist of Atlanta in the 4A championship game in 2020. And then and they lost their opener last week. And then what will be the key to victory against this Hapeville team, and if you hope to move to 2-0 this week?
Well, the first thing we've got to do is put the, we've tried to do that this week. We've got to put the Warner Robins game behind us. You know, when you come off a big win like that, you've got to be able to put that in the rearview mirror and move on. And Hapeville's got a good football team. Of course, they won the state title one of the same years we did, 2017, in a smaller class. They've grown in classification since then. They lost to a good new 7A Newton team last week, 20-19, where they where 2-point conversion failed at the end. They're big, probably one of the biggest teams we'll play this year. They're very athletic. And, you know, our kids, we got our work cut out for us again this week. And, you know, the number one thing, like I said, is we've got to put that Warner Robins game behind us. Everybody's been patting the kids on the back, patting the coaches, telling how great we did last week. We got to put us behind us, because we don't strap it on and play really well, we're going to be in some trouble Friday night. There's a good team coming in Hapeville.
Yes, and is there any last are there any last say-sos before I let you go?
No, I think it's just going to be another great year of Georgia high school football. Sounds like we got a lot of really good teams. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, coach in Georgia a long time and now in another state, and they said, man, you know, what I realized is some of these nationally ranked teams from these other states, they wouldn't be nationally ranked if they played in Georgia, because the competition level across the board is just so high. And I think that's the case again this year, and probably nowhere more so than in Region 1.
All right. Thank you very much. Dean Fabrizio, head coach of the Lee County Trojans. And the Lee County Trojans will host the Hapeville Charter Hornets and Friday, August 26, 2022, at Trojan Field in Leesburg, and looking forward to see and how this Lee County team will fare the rest of the season. And once again, thank you so much for talking, and good luck to Lee County the rest of the way.
Okay, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate everything you do to promote high school sports.
All right. Thank you.